Don't let your baby cry to sleep.
Can you spoil your new baby? You can't spoil or give your new baby too much attention in their first year of life. The most common sleep advice you'll get is to let your baby cry to sleep in his own bed. It's a method where you put your baby in his bed awake and leave him alone to cry for 5 minutes. You check in on him for a couple of minutes to reassure him you're there and to make sure he's okay, but don't pick him up. If he's still crying, wait 10 minutes, then check in on him again. And you're still not supposed to pick him up. Then let him cry 20 minutes more, check in on him again, and you let him cry for longer periods of time. The idea is eventually he'll give up, stop crying, and learn to go to sleep in his own bed. But it's a stressful way to teach him to like his bed as his favorite sleeping place. And how many nights will it take him to get it? Letting your baby cry is hard on you and your baby. So why force him to learn to go to sleep in his bed by letting him cry to sleep when you don't have to? And what if you're one of those parents who don't handle constant crying very well? So don't take the chance. Try this method only as a last resort. You can help your baby adopt his crib or bed as his favorite go-to-sleep place in a more friendly and natural way by playing the Baby Go to Sleep CD to help calm him.